One of them asked me if I had a girlfriend, and I just...
On a Tuesday night at the South Miami Dade Cultural Arts Center, a group of young people discuss relationships, coming out, safe sex, depression, and even suicide.
Any questions may be asked, but we all have the right to pass and not answer any questions we do not wish to answer.
That's Angel reading one of the rules of the meetings. Angel isn't his real name because he doesn't want his parents to know he comes here. He's 18 years old, and he joined the Rainbow Circle because he was confused about his sexuality.
One of the members named Teddy, he gave a presentation about sexuality because at that time I was still thinking about what I am, if I'm gay or straight or whatever. And then once we started learning more about what LGBTQ is, that's when I finally just learned what I really am.
The Q is for questioning. Angel now identifies as pan-romantic, and to him, that means being emotionally attracted to someone, regardless of gender, with a sexual connection forming later. The Rainbow Circle meetings are organized by the nonprofit Pride Lines Youth Services. Tyson DeFaz helps lead these meetings. He's 26 and grew up in Ecuador.
I was born here, but I was raised there. And in Ecuador, the LGBT community is not very strong. It's even ridiculed on TV. So you can understand how I felt when I was trying to come out.
He now speaks openly to the group about his own experiences as an out gay man.
The fact that I was gay gave him so much trouble. He did not accept it.
He came back to the U.S. when he was 19. He says he was lost and newly out, and he needed support. And that's when he found the Rainbow Circle.
There were other gay people like me who were open to discuss their lives, their perspective of as gay men, women, and even transgender people. And that really gave me a sense of peace that I could make gay friends without the pressure of date them or sex or anything in between. I could just make friends that were like me.
After 7 years as a member of the circle, he's now leading the meetings.
I want them to feel that they have someone to look up to, someone that they will be there for them.
Like many other group members, Angel has found friendship in DeFaz.
Tayson's really, really friendly, and he just helps me a lot.
He says the group helps him too.
There are also times when, like, I get really emotional because I go through stuff. So then I end up talking to them about it, and they're all just really comforting.
Jonathan Hackney runs the meetings with DeFaz. He's 39 years old, and he didn't come out until he was 26. That's why he says it's important that the members of the group are able to express themselves at a young age.
You're always in denial, I think, growing up and being gay. And so then once I realized who I was, is when I've become the happiest I've ever been. So
Angel says the group has made him more sociable, too.
I used to be really antisocial and self-reserved. But then slowly I've kind of learned to, like, be more open towards people and speak to them.
And Hackney has seen that change.
Angel used to come to the group very shy, very introverted. And through our support and, you know, just hanging out and just getting to know him, he's become much more of a social person, not only within the group, but also just in general, he says.
Angel says the group meetings have helped him turn away from his past and onto a brighter future.
This place, I guess, kind of helped me, like, come out and, like, deal with my emotions. And now I guess I'm a lot more happier.
Rainbow Circle would like to be able to help more young people feel happier. On some nights, just a few people show up for these meetings. And although the organizers know forums like this are available online, they think being able to sit next to someone who's going through the same experience goes a long way. I'm Patrick Simmons in Miami.